Доброе утро, дорогие товарищи. Сегодня с вами дежурит 4-я десятка из Санкт-Петербурга, Петахтик, 18-я десятка, Хайфа, десятка номер 3, Германия, десятка номер 10, группа Эстонии и группа Россия-Казань. И сейчас мы зачитаем отрывок для подготовки.
We have today with us 10 from Petah Tikva, from Estonia. And Petah Tikva number 17, Haifa 3, Germany 10, Estonia and Kazan together with Peter number 4. Operation Shamadi number 4 from Barasulam. What is the reason for heaviness one feels when annulling before the Creator in the work? We must know the reason for the heaviness felt when one wishes to work in annulling one's self before the Creator and not to care for one's own interest. One comes to a state as if the entire world stands still, and he alone is now seemingly absent from this world and leaving his family and friends for the sake of annulling before the Creator. There is but a simple reason for this, called lack of faith. It means that one does not see before whom one nullifies, meaning he does not feel the existence of the Creator. This causes him heaviness. However, when one begins to feel the existence of the Creator, one's soul immediately yearns to be annulled and connected to the root, to be contained in it like a candle in a torch, without any mind and reason. However, this comes to one naturally as a candle is annulled before a torch. It therefore follows that the essence of one's work is only to come to the sensation of the existence of the Creator, meaning to feel that the existence of the Creator, that the whole earth is full of His glory. This will be one's entire work, meaning all the vigor he puts into the work will be only to achieve that and not for any other things. One should not be misled into having to acquire anything. Rather, there is only one thing a person needs, namely faith in the Creator. He should not think of anything, meaning that the only reward that he wants for his work should be to be rewarded with faith in the Creator. We must know that there is no difference between a small illumination and a great one which a person attains. This is because there are no changes in the light. Rather, all the changes are only in the vessels that receive the abundance. As it is written, I, the Lord, do not change. Hence, if one can increase one's vessels, to that extent, he increases the luminescence. Yet the question is, with what can one increase one's vessels? The answer is, in the extent to which he praises and gives thanks to the Creator for having brought one closer to him. So one would feel him a little and think of the importance of the thing, meaning that he was awarded some connection with the Creator. As is the measure of importance that one pictures for oneself, so the measure of the luminescence grows in him. One must know that he will never come to know the true measure of the importance of the connection between man and the Creator, because one cannot assess its true value. Instead, as much as one appreciates it, so he attains its merit and importance. There is power in that, since thus one can be permanently imparted this luminescence. This was from Balasulam Shamari 4. What is the reason for the heaviness one feels when annulling before the Creator in the work? A question for an active workshop. With what actions does the 10 praise and magnify the Creator? Talk about passable actions and choose one action and write it down. Again, a question for a workshop. With what actions does the 10 praise and magnify the Creator? Talk about possible actions and choose one action and write it down.
One action surely is to see the friends, the great friends in the 10 on duty that that are full of inspiration and inner power, and they communicate this responsibility in their role. So with what actions the 10 praises the Creator in preparing for this role that is called 10 on duty, which, by the way, we're doing soon.
How does the 10 praise and increase the Creator, make the Creator 10 in its eyes? Well, a possible action is, as you said, it's about preparation. So maybe even practically when we come here during these 15 minutes to discuss the greatness of the Creator, that this will be our preparation for the lesson.
By which actions the 10 praises and increases the greatness of the Creator, I think in this format, the way we do it, the strongest action we have is mutual concern that the friends come to the lesson, that we're in contact during the day. There is a certain connection between the bodies, but this connection is a concern for our spiritual path, both in terms of the physical things we're supposed to do, as well as internally during the day. The actions change every day.
Yes, also I'm kind of latching on to this thing of increasing the importance of the goal. The moment that we as a 10 together increase the importance of the goal, we're serving this way in a most general and faithful manner. It's the most necessary that each one of us by himself, it kind of he loses it naturally. And the 10 is built in a way that it can reinforce the importance of the goal. So this is what I would suggest that we write down.
Today, surprisingly, at 2:10 a.m., I opened my eyes and I sat on the bed and I felt that I'm awake, not sleepy, awake. And then a friend sent me this kind of message of concern, and I realized that it kind of woke me up even without the phone. So the most important action we have now is the morning lesson, and we can't take for granted that we're here. It's an opportunity from above. The Creator is calling upon us, and it's the most important action we have in life right now in the lesson.
And in the lesson, we also want to include everyone, the friends, all the tens, and even the entire world. Because the power that we have here in the lesson is an infinite fountain. If we don't tune for it by ourselves with the inner intention, then if we do intend for it, we connect to an infinite source of power. And as the friend said, now during the lesson, our attention over that point of connection is the most effective action with which to increase the importance of the Creator in our eyes.
Let's make that an action, like a practical action. Let's write it down, that during this lesson we engage in greatness of the Creator, we care for each other, that the others will think about it.
We care actively to hold on to in thought throughout the lesson, to hold each other, that each one of the members of the 10 will think about the greatness of the Creator.
Since they asked to write it down, let's write it on a piece of paper in front of us so we can look at it during the lesson and remind it to each other.